Champaign-Urbana Ballet opens its 21st annual production of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. I got a preview of this year's production from CU Ballet board member Allie Lewis and executive director Kay Green. Green says audiences will get a new scene in this year's Nutcracker performances, inspired by artistic director Deanna Doty's visit to an area dairy farm.
You know, who would know that a summer day tour of a dairy in Mansfield, Illinois, would lead to a whole new scene in the Nutcracker on the Krannert stage? But our artistic director, Deanna Doty, visited the dairy farm actually 2 years ago.
Yep.
And that night she came home and she called me and she said, "I know what I want to do." So she was already working on this vision. She was so inspired by George Kasbergen, who is the owner of the dairy, by his operation that he has out there and how everything moves. And he's a friend of ours, a great supporter. So it's a little bit of a tribute to the Dutch dairy, Midwest style, as we say.
That's right.
I'll ask you both, why do you think this has really resonated and become such a holiday tradition here in the community?
Well, gosh, I just think that... And I guess what I didn't realize until a few years ago was that this is a tradition for a lot of families in our community and from even outside our community. They come from 30 different counties to see the show. And I think once they come to see it, they realize they don't have to go to Chicago or St. Louis. They get this quality entertainment right here locally, homegrown talent. And we are so blessed with our artistic director who is extremely talented. So she's able to switch things up year after year to keep it new and fresh. And, you know, it's like, who doesn't love the Nutcracker? Who doesn't love it?
We also have an orchestra collaboration.
With
the Champaign-Urbana Symphony. So just this artistic endeavor that our whole entire community takes on, all the different volunteers, not just the dancers, but their families and parents. We even have former dancers, alumni coming backstage for what are known as quick changes, where dancers have to change very quickly between costumes. And so it's a big community effort. And so I think so many people want to be a part of that. And of course, our audience is extremely important.
And I'm curious, Allie, what's it like for some of these young performers when they get out on that Krannert Center stage for the first time?
Right. It's a big stage. You know, they're used to these 10 rehearsals over at the studio, and we make it over to Krannert, and the first thing they see is just this giant space that they can fill, and then the lights come on, and they're very intrigued by all these lights that are, you know, essentially making the Nutcracker, the character of the Nutcracker, look like a rock star, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the orchestra. And so my experience will tell me that our youngest dancers come off the stage and they aren't really talking about the lights or the big stage anymore. They say, "Allie, there was a conductor out there." They're so excited to see this real person called a conductor.
Yeah. So they want to peek down in there and see where that music's coming from.
That's right.
Because they can tell that it's different.
Right.
You know?
But really, their imagination is coming to life. I think that's why this performance attracts children, because children are so imaginative and they see this, you know, big production just coming alive. It's a dream, you know, that comes alive in the story, and they're a part of that. So they're very serious about their parts. You know, they're becoming the mice. Once their whiskers get on, last night they put on their whiskers for the first time, and these mice, they're all about it. They're, you know, making their mousy claws and getting ready to go out there and battle with the soldiers.
And they know that music. They know their cue.
That's CU Ballet Executive Director Kay Green and board member Allie Lewis previewing this year's production of The Nutcracker, opening tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. There will be 8 performances of The Nutcracker over 2 weekends. You can find a complete listing of days and times and get tickets at krannertcenter.com.